to permanently house every single homeless youth now.
Guillermo Mash here, host of the Without a Roof radio program, which kicks off a trifecta of KZFR Wednesday public affairs programming, airing from 5 to 5:30.
Each week we explore poverty, the worst form of violence, focusing on human beings without a roof. Thanks for listening, and if you have a roof, be grateful. Non-Human Radio, hosted by Jeannie Trezino, talks all things animal rights, bringing you the latest news and interviews with local activists.
Plus book, film, and restaurant reviews and deep discussions of the benefits of veganism.
For humans and non-humans alike, Wednesdays from 5:30 till 6 p.m. The Real Issue, hosted by Sue Hildebrand, digs into topics ranging from elections to environmental protection.
From social justice to economic justice, from the local to the global.
We cover the political part of everything. Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Thanks for listening to
Pick the Power Radio.
What is good, everybody? Appreciate this this moment in time. We're talking about practices coming to your airwaves, coming up next. Before we do that, we do want to thank the people that allow us to do this wonderful show of ours, talking about practice. So we got our underwriters, the people that they want to, you know, give their love to the community by showing us some love, and we appreciate it. So here's a love, y'all. Talking About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Chico Hearing Aid Center. Changing lives through better hearing since 1949, Chico Hearing Aid Center is devoted to providing the best hearing possible with the Try Before You Buy program and state-of-the-art hearing aids. Chico Hearing Aid provides hearing evaluations at no cost by calling 342-8132. Right on, Chico Hearing Aid. We appreciate your love, your support. And like I said, we got Talking About Practice coming up for you guys, coming up next. We got a big show for you guys. We're missing two members. They're on the road right now. It's almost, I want to say RIP because what they're doing is a deadly thing. But no, they all are doing is just driving back in a nice little U-Haul from Houston. So,
Well, I mean, I saw their gas prices and the little, those were killer.
Yeah.
Those were killer. 24 down in, LA area, it looked like.
Yeah, good luck, boys. Safe travels. They'll be back next week. Yep. That's Drew and John for y'all. But we still got myself. That's Derek and Samak, if you don't recognize the voice. And Statman Brad, of course, in the building. And without further ado, Talking About Practice, it starts right now.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. Talking about practice, man.
Woo-hoo. We are back, y'all. We are back. We took a little hiatus. We weren't here last week, but we're still here, holding the fort down, keeping the TVP radio alive and well. I am your host. The host is with the mostest today. I'm Derek Isomaki. Alongside me, join with me, Statman Brad.
Hey.
What's good, brother? How we doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, man.
It's a little weird not being here last week.
It's not always the best right now, but we're gonna get you guys the sports updates you need to get you guys informed when you talk to your friends, when you actually realize you know something. You're gonna fake your way through it, because that's what we do here. We fake our way through it the best way possible.
But we make it every time.
We do. Yeah, we fake it and we make it. It's pretty amazing. Now, we do have, again, TBP, we're pretty professional here. We've had people coming on the show in the past, mm-hmm. and they give their professional opinions right now. Now, granted, some of those professional opinions aren't that good. Some of them are actually downright awful and actually aren't quite professional in any way, shape, or form. So we're bringing back the man who gave us his top 10 picks, Mr. Matt Truwell.
Hello, hello, hello.
And he gave us his top 10 a couple weeks ago.
And how did those go?
And, yeah, they
I don't think anyone's top 10s went...
they're never any good.
No.
Like, even with the best, like Mel Kiper and Todd McShay and all those.
Now, but here's the question. Did you at least have four quarterbacks going in the top 10?
I don't think so.
No, all right. Well, then, I was going to say maybe that might save you, but...
No.
All right.
No, the moment, and I'll tell you, the moment that broke everyone's mock draft was the moment the night before the draft when Vegas odds went for Baker Mayfield going into the pick one, which when Vegas odds change, it's generally...
Everything changes.
Everything changes because that's usually they have concrete evidence for something.
We all know that's how the Browns owner picks his draft picks, is just by the chafe in the wind at that point in time. He's just, okay, that's who I should pick. He'll go up to random people and say, hey, who should I pick right now? Like, yeah, pick
Baker. He did that with Johnny Manziel, and the homeless dude on the side of the street told him in Cleveland, hey, pick Johnny Manziel. What does he do with the second pick that year? Takes Johnny Manziel.
Hey, and look what Johnny Manziel is doing right now. Fighting his way in some God knows name league during the offseason. So, good on you, bud.
What are the odds that he actually gets a job before Kaepernick does on this one?
Oh, yeah, he's white, so he's got a way better chance.
All right, just want to make sure.
Yeah, he's white from Texas. He's good.
Yeah, he's good.
Wait, is he seriously from Texas? I thought he just went to Texas A&M.
Oh, Texas A&M. I'm pretty sure he's from a Texas space family.
Well, then.
Yeah, doesn't he have oil in his blood?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Related to Bush.
Somehow, some way, he's getting himself back in the league. But, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah.
So, speaking of the draft right now, Matt, I just want to go. You have the correct list, the 10 that actually got drafted, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to start with Matt's fake draft.
Okay.
The one that he
so
thought was going to happen. We're doing 1-1. We're just going to alternate. So, again, let me see. Just Matt, who did you have going first?
So, everyone knows the Browns had pick one. I had them taking Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Okay. Oh, fantastic. Nice little underdog pick there. Who was actually taken first?
We all know.
Baker Mayfield.
That's right. Baker Mayfield was. If you haven't heard already, Baker Mayfield. He got to pick number one.
He got to pick
one. Yeah, from Oklahoma, if you guys didn't know.
Yeah.
If you guys weren't paying attention to college, Oklahoma.
You know, and I got to talk about this pick real quick. I am just so surprised that they took Baker Mayfield. I get it. He's the one of the best statistically speaking quarterbacks that came out of the draft, out of college for this year. But just so many off-field issues.
It's basically like, you know, we're talking about off-air, but it's, I mean, the Browns just had Manziel. Like, I don't think Baker's going to have the same issues as Manziel, but he has the risk as much or more of a risk than Manziel.
His risk Manziel ceiling didn't is really higher.
Have. Yeah, I was going to say it. He actually had a run-in with the cops, although it was a drunken disorderly, like, not the biggest of issues. He could have been doing worse.
Well, like
could have been stealing crab legs from somewhere, I mean...
I mean, Nate, there isn't really one kid that... Very few kids go through this process unscathed, quote-unquote.
Exactly.
You know, they all have something with them, but their job is to judge... Yeah, exactly. Our job is to... They're not
exactly.
Our job. We're going to speculate and throw mud into...
But it's the people that are actually hiring them.
Yeah.
And it's just shock because the Browns did it with Manziel. You'd imagine they would kind of veer away and try and do something different, but...
See, that's the Browns' feud. Like, that's them trying to do something different, doing exactly what the Browns do. The Browns are like, you know, we're like a team off the beaten path.
And especially the fact that they got, you know, they got Ty God. Wait, they could definitely draft someone and redshirt him for a year and let him learn behind Ty God. Baker Mayfield may do that though. They may sit him behind Ty God and say you're going to wait until seven games into the season, because they kind of do have a similar play style in the sense they can run out of the pocket, and I get that. But why not go with a safer overall, higher potential player? You know, Josh Allen, Sam Darnold.
I was surprised they didn't pick one of those two.
Right.
Here's the question though: is Josh Allen really that good? Like, you had him going one. And I thought that was weird. The fact that he's even, like, a mentioned quarterback, I feel is kind of odd. The guy went to Wyoming. Now, granted, everyone's going to say, well, there's Carson Wentz out there who did amazing things in North Dakota. Blah, blah, blah. No. Well, this guy did nothing at Wyoming. Like, absolutely nothing, really. Like, what did he do at Wyoming? What did he do other than kick-ass uniform?
Let me pull up the stats.
Terrible colors.
I know
great logo.
The argument that I've heard against Josh Allen is that his win-loss record is not that good as a leading quarterback.
Plus, they're playing in Wyoming. They're not playing the greatest teams at all.
Right.
So. What are they, like the Mountain West Conference or something?
Yeah.
The God knows what conference? The conference that nowhere ever watches?
Boise.
They're in the same conference as Boise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty sure in the same conference as Boise. Yeah.
Wyoming and Boise. Yeah. But
Boise's not Boise anymore.
Well, right. Okay.
But it's basically, like, you use that same argument. It's just, you know, Steelers, Ravens every single year in that conference. So, in that division.
Well, you're still talking about professional football. And they're still professional athletes, and they'll still kick each one of our asses.
Yeah.
Each one of those teams up and down the court, the field, a play.
Anyways, second pick.
Yes. Who did you have going? Who did you have going second?
Second, I had the Giants taking Bradley Chubb.
That's nice.
It was another running back.
No, Bradley Chubb is a defensive end.
Yeah.
Wait,
You're thinking Nick Chubb.
Yeah. That's, I'm thinking Nick Chubb.
We had two Chubbs this year.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
He had. Then he had. We had Saquon obviously
Saquon
going
Barkley,
second.
Saquon. Second. All right.
Now, and so I'm not going to argue that Saquon's not going to be great. My thing though is that offensive line in New York is completely questionable. I'm getting a lot of vibes from everyone thinking we're going to have a Zeke kind of situation where it's a plug and play. It's not. Saquon is going to get blown up in that backfield a lot. Watch it happen. Mark my words. I think he's going to do great. Don't get me wrong.
But it's going to take offensive, a few years.
Yeah, it's not going to be right off the bat.
So do you think it's going to look like, I know it's a different position, but Peyton Manning where he gets just dominated the first few years, even with Troy Aikman getting dominated the first few years and becomes a Hall of Famer later on because he had such difficulties and he's able to move on from that?
Oh, yeah. No, they definitely will. I mean, and that's going to be the difference is, can Saquon is going to be able to get blown up like that and continue on moving forward and grow in his career, or he's going to get just blown up and he's going to
just fizzle out.
Yeah. I think he'll do good, though. I don't think he's going to be an all-timer or anything. I think he might have his spot in the Hall of Fame potentially, but I don't think he's going to be that
good. The thing you're overlooking, though, is the Giants now have the greatest GM ever in Dave Gettleman. So just watch yourselves, y'all. Dave Gettleman, he is a football god. If you don't know that already.
Interesting. No, I'm not. I don't follow the GMs for football. I mean, I follow.
Well, you should follow Dave Gettleman because
he's the
end-all, be-all of football GM.
Really?
I should know this. Being a Carolina Panther fan, having him ruin our team for as long as he did. So, football god there.
He took you guys to one Super Bowl?
He tried.
He tried.
He lost us the Super Bowl.
But did he get you guys there?
He got you there, though.
No, Cam Newton and Ron Rivera, Riverboat Ron got us there. Shouts to Riverboat Ron, Cam Newton, doing what you had to do, even with Dave Gettleman at the helm. Sorry, honestly, funny person watching Dave Gettleman. He's got some fun quotes.
Okay.
But Dave Gettleman, now the GM at the New York Giants, the New York Football Giants. And moving on. So you had your your third pick, man. Who did you
pick three? Yes. For pick three, I had the Jets. They got that pick through the trade with the Colts. I had them taking Quentin Nelson.
Okay, they did not take Quentin Nelson.
You know who they took? They took probably the best quarterback.
Was Quentin Nelson even taken in the top 10?
Yeah, he was.
Okay,
yeah,
I don't even know who that name was. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, he's the offensive
lineman. But we'll move to that in a sec. So they picked from USC, QB, Sam Darnold to Jets, Jets.
You know, and that's honestly probably the best quarterback pick so far in this draft.
He's not the chosen one, man. I'm sorry, the Rosen one.
No.
He is going to get dominated over there in Arizona.
What are you talking about?
Here's the thing. Rosen is not that good.
Watch yourself.
I will watch myself, and I will watch him.
Rosen one, man.
Best
QB. But here's the thing, is that Sam Darnold's, he's the safest pick. The Jets have taken a lot of gambles on quarterbacks before. And I think, honestly, this is going to be a good pick for them. They have the offensive line is obviously questionable, but they have some great receivers. The running back situation, meh. But, Sam Darnold, I think he's going to be doing all right for that team.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see. USC didn't have the greatest of years, what they've had in the past. But, we'll see definitely where Darnold can actually take the
Jets. If he came out like a year or two, like how he was a junior when he came out, he's a junior, right?
I think that sounds about right.
I feel like if he came out his freshman year earlier, he would have been a little bit better.
But you mean higher in the draft?
Well, granted, you can't get him higher than three. There's too much spots above you. But still, you probably would have been that first quarterback taken, like, legitimately. But that's neither here nor there because he didn't. You know what's neither here nor there? Matt's next pick because it wasn't right either.
It was actually right.
No, it was
the right one. So I had in my draft, I had Bradley Chubb taken at second. And so I had the Browns at four taking Denzel Ward.
And they did take Denzel Ward.
Ohio State.
And I think that's honestly, it's arguable. Bradley Chubb's really good. And I argued last time I was on the show that the pass rusher is the second best or second most important position behind
QB.
Okay. But they needed help in their secondary. Their secondary is garbage. And the best pick to do it with is either Denzel Ward, Minkah Fitzpatrick. Maybe a little bit of reach for both at four. But right now you have Myles Garrett on that line. You don't need to worry about your pass rush quite yet.
I mean, yeah, just imagine if you did have Myles Garrett and Bradley Chubb. Like, that's just, you know.
Right.
Have fun, y'all. That's have fun, true. Boys.
But it'll be interesting because there's a lot of pieces that the Browns need. And I feel like they've somewhat added to that and kind of filling a little bit of the holes. But with their history and what they've done, we'll see what they do in the next 3 or 4 years. I have no confidence in any of their picks. They could have picked the best pick in the draft with Josh or Sam Darnold, but
we talking about
the Browns.
The Browns,
like, okay. If the Browns picked the best pick ever in the draft, like, it could have been an Aaron Rodgers or something like that.
They'd still find a way to brown it up.
Exactly, and I'd be like, you know what? This is a great quarterback. They got a great quarterback, but it's the Browns. Well, I'm not confident in any of the picks
they've
made.
You can compare that to basketball a little bit when the Timberwolves took Rubio.
Yeah.
And Steph Curry was still on the board.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was like the – no. What was the year that the Timberwolves took like 2 point guards within the first top five picks?
That was that year, yeah.
And it took – what's his name?
Took before
The guy from Clemson or something.
Yeah,
And
then Steph Curry was sitting right there. Yeah. And then Golden State swipes up Curry. Where are they at now? They're in championship talks single year.
There was a lot of question on Curry with his ankle and how he was able to perform. So
there still is.
And there still is, but he still –
The guy had probably one of the best shooting seasons ever.
Yeah. I mean, we'll talk about this one after we're done with the top 10, but there's another pick that got a guy that got picked from UCF that I'm kind of shocked that he got picked in the fifth round. But
okay, move on. Fifth pick, who do you have?
For pick five, I had the Broncos taking Sam Darnold. Obviously,
that was
Darnold's
wrong.
Off this board. It was wrong.
Who was it? Bradley Chubb.
Now,
wow,
wait,
look at
can
that.
We imagine that real quick? We're going to have Von Miller, Bradley Chubb rushing the AFC West. I'm a Raiders fan. I'm a little scared.
John himself is going to feel pretty good about himself, getting his jollies all
the
wet.
The one thing he can be happy about.
Yeah, he's like, yo, all right, I got a defense. I actually can do stuff. I still don't have a quarterback. They can throw the ball.
So our boy Jarreau is telling us to move it along. So let's keep the chitter chatter apparently down a little bit. So all
right, Jarreau's one to speak right now. The guy is like the most lengthy off.
Are we taking directions from a guy driving a U-Haul right now?
Tell him to be quiet right now and drive, boy. We are working.
Jarreau,
right now.
If you're texting right now, and you're driving, make sure that
please pull over and text if you're going to text.
Yeah.
Hold up.
No texting and driving.
Yeah.
Oh goodness. All right. Well then. We're going to move on.
John does.
Who is six?
Yeah. My pick six, I had the Colts, them taking Roquan Smith.
Wrong.
Unfortunately, he was from Notre Dame, Quentin Nelson.
Is that the guard that everyone talked about?
Yeah, that was the guard. Yeah, he was.
Well, they need to protect, what's his name? The quarterback.
Luck. But is Luck even going to play?
You still need to protect your quarterback, whether it's Luck or not.
I know, Jacoby Brissett, right? He needs to be protected.
Yeah, I still need to protect him. So. Yeah, pocket around your quarterback is kind of nice to have.
It is, and they haven't had one of those in the Colts.
All right, let's go with another wrong pick you have.
Seven, yeah, here we go, Bucks. They picked Saquon.
Wait, Bucks?
Yeah, seven.
Well, somebody get traded around.
Bills.
Oh, and they traded.
I had a
non-trade draft.
You still have your stuff.
This is the one we're talking about. Josh Allen going to the Bills. Yep. I don't get it. Yep. I'm not a fan of Josh Allen.
Does it list what they traded for again?
No, I don't see what they traded for. I know they traded
They traded down.
They
swapped.
Oh,
I know it was a swap.
Yeah, I think it was, because the Bucks are at 12.
Yeah, the Bucks traded down. So this is. Can you repeat who had the pick again? I'm sorry.
The Bills took Josh Allen.
Yeah, Bills took Josh
Appreciate
Allen.
That. Yeah. That'll be all right up there for them. It's new coach staff. You know,
did they get rid of Sean McDermott?
No, they kept him.
Okay,
it's Sean McDermott. So new GM though, I believe.
Okay. I don't know why they kept Sean
new
McDermott.
OC. No one knows.
Terrible coach. Nice coordinator. Terrible coach.
But that'll be good for them. You know, maybe see how it goes up there. Pick eight.
What was your wrong pick?
I had him taking Billy Price. He's the best O-lineman besides Quentin Nelson, in my opinion.
The Bears took from Georgia, Roquan Smith.
Really good pick for them.
Yeah, that's the middle linebacker, correct?
Yeah, he's a middle linebacker. Yeah. He's really good. He's going to anchor that defense for quite some time. So.
Shazam.
Oh, yeah.
And then, that was the last, those nine? Or that,
no, that was eight. Right, we're on nine right now.
Yeah, let's go the next wrong pick you have.
Next wrong pick. next wrong pick I have is San Francisco at nine. I had them taking Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Wouldn't have been a good pick for them.
They still should have done it.
But so,
I keep thinking of that one chick, Minkah whatever. That's whoever I always think of whenever I hear it. Like, didn't she date Derek Jeter? One of Derek Jeter's many?
I have no clue.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
His baseball lineup.
Yeah, there's a Minka in there.
Yeah, well, anyways.
Minka Kelly.
Minka Kelly.
No clue.
Okay. I'm not a Yankees fan.
All right, well, at nine, the Niners actually picked from Notre Dame, Mike McGlinchey. McGlinchey. That's it. All right.
Yeah, he was the best offensive lineman off the board at that point after Quentin Nelson got taken. I think it'll be a solid move, but a lot of the offensive linemen this year weren't necessarily
the
best.
Minka Kelly.
See, I knew what I was talking about.
By the way, shout out Jarrell for that. Yeah, I had no search
I'm guessing
on that
I'm
one.
Guessing John's driving right now.
I would hope so. Jarrell, can we get a confirmation that John is driving?
Yeah, Jarrell, can we get that, please?
Because we don't want you driving and texting.
No, we don't.
We want you back here safe.
So, but it makes sense for them to draft offensive lineman.
Come back. Niners took a lineman. They need to protect Jesus.
Yeah,
you know?
Jimmy G, Jesus, baby face, beautiful boy. They
can't
need to
let any
him.
Harm come to him.
No.
The real and, so. Chosen one?
Yes. And then this is the 10th pick you had. Who's your wrong 10th pick you had.
So because yet again I didn't do any trades, I had my Raiders here taking Tremaine Edmonds, which didn't happen. Mm-hmm. The Raiders traded with Arizona to allow Arizona to come up and steal your boy, Josh Rosen, at 10.
So, yeah, the chosen one came out. 10th pick. There we go.
Yeah, not
that's the top 10 that Matt got wrong.
This is a weird draft, man. This was, I think, this was just weird. I don't know. I'm a Raiders fan, and getting an offensive lineman at 15 was a little disappointing in that trade, too, so.
Well, I mean, it's just, again, this is all just a crapshoot. We all like to think we know what we're talking about. No one knows what we're talking about. Like, not even Adam Schefter, the guy who we always think perceived to know, is like, wait, he's like, that's the man that knows what he's doing.
Right.
He didn't even know what he was doing.
Oh, no, he didn't. At the end, he's just like, I'm over it. He's like, I'm over it. So, all right, guys.
Yeah. All right, Matt, we appreciate you coming in, facing the flames. I know it wasn't your best year. No one has a good one.
So,
we love it. We appreciate
you. Jarrell says, make sure that Matt leaves there ashamed of himself. So,
yeah.
he just wants you to know that, and you can get him later.
I saw that text.
Okay.
I am not an excuse machine.
All right. Matt, thank you, buddy.
Take care,
bud. Have a good one. All righty. Again, that is our fantastic coverage of, you know, everything draft-related, because that's what we do here at TBP. We keep it professional. Now, keeping with the professionalism right now, we have another special guest. He just walked into the studio right now. He is like a legitimate, like, you know, you guys know me. I'm a pretty good soccer fan. I like my football. Oh, careful there, man. I like my football. You all might think me as the resident expert that knows exactly what he's talking about. His brilliant mind that just can read the field, the play, fantastic. Not quite as good as this guy. This guy is better than I am. He's been watching it longer than I have. He actually has some, like, actual Italian roots that, like, speak to his love of
Very
it.
Nice.
We have friend of the show, Will Tomasini! Yeah.
What's up, guys? What's up?
Hey, how you doing, bud?
How's it going?
Good.
Now, we're doing well. Thank you for coming on the show right now, saving us right now, because we are lacking in talent this show right now. We're missing half the squad. So,
oh, no worries.
Y'all are filling in nicely.
No
for
worries.
You and Matt. So we're going to do a special edition of Foot and Mouth right now that I need to introduce properly. So here we go. A little Foot and Mouth to kick off this next segment.
It's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
That is right, guys. Ole, ole, ole. And lots of goals. Lots of goals. Unfortunately for Napoli, no goals for them. Now, I bring this up in particular. Now, you, Will, are a Juve fan, correct? Juventus.
Most definitely.
That is your team you've rooted for. Do you have ties to Turin at all, or just, like, just Italian? That was, like, the big team in that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's Italy's Yankees,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, okay. So, easy to latch
up,
on to
it's
that
probably
team.
The only thing my father and I ever agreed on.
Okay, was Juventus. There we go. Yeah. Okay. Now, they had themselves, they're in the Serie A division over the Serie A league in Italy, and they had themselves quite a fight for the title. Napoli, a team that hasn't won, what, since like 1990?
Correct.
Yeah, it's been a long time for them.
Since Diego Maradona days.
Yes, the Maradona days. Oh, man. And now they played Juve, was last week?
Yes.
In Turin. And they won that game 1-0.
At the 90th minute on a header.
Yes.
It was incredible. I mean, I lost my mind.
I'm sure you know, as a Juve fan, were just killing yourself. Like, because that right there, that brought you, Napoli to 1 point within the title.
Right, and there's only about 4 or 5 games left in the season, and Napoli's schedule is actually much more favorable than Juventus at the end of the season, because Juventus had to travel to Inter Milan this past weekend to play the Derby d'Italia, which is one of the biggest games in all of Italy, and it actually sold out within hours, and it was the biggest crowd they've ever had in an Italian soccer game. It was
really
over 70,000 people
that
went.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it started off crazy, and Juve scored first, and Inter got a red card that had to be reviewed on VAR right away.
Are they the only league that are doing VAR right
correct.
Now? Okay.
They're the only ones that actually use it on
their league games.
Okay. Every week.
Now, for our listeners, what is this?
VAR.
VAR is a video assistant referee, so okay. There's basically refs in a booth, mm-hmm. and if they see something or spot something that the actual head ref down on the pitch,
yeah.
they'll call to them, and he'll have his little microphone in his ear, and they'll say, hey, stop the game. There's something that you need to review.
Mm-hmm.
And in this instance, it was a hard foul that he had given as a yellow card originally, mm-hmm. but actually went
need
back.
Need to be a red.
Correct, and it was a straight red. Because
okay.
he actually,
that is rough right there.
It was crazy.
I'm sure like, for like the players, they're like, oh, I just got a yellow. I'm good with it.
Right.
I'm okay. What? Reverse that?
I mean, as a guy on like a soccer field, and I played most of my life, like if a ref gave me a yellow card, I'd be like, all right, well, don't do it again. Mm-hmm. But he came back and was like, sorry, I was wrong.
Yeah,
here's a harsh red, and you can go to showers early. I'd probably lose my mind a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, especially this being a very new thing, the soccer world has reluctantly implemented a video replay. They don't like it. They really don't. They're very against it, and I can understand why, but there's certain things where it's like, you're asking some refs to do something that's like humanly impossible, to like watch two events simultaneously, like talking about offsides in particular.
Yeah.
Like that's 100%. Like a nearly impossible call to actually get right every time.
Well, would you actually have to put another ref on, have two refs on the pitch at the same time alongside of your
side? I think the only way you could really like watch that is just on a video replay of it. Like, mm-hmm. did he actually get it? Because you can't. Just that the moment of where the guy is, the moment the guy strikes the ball is like, it's almost impossible. So they're really reluctant to do that. However, so Juve finally gets that. They get the sending off. And how does it keep going from there?
And then, I mean, it's a crazy game after that. Inter comes back. They're one man down. End up tying the game on a Cardi header. And shortly after that, Inter comes down the flank again and kicks the ball into the box. And it's an own goal on Juventus. So now Juve, who was 1 point ahead of Napoli at the time, is playing an Inter with 10 men, and they're down 2-1. And then, end of the game, they made some questionable substitutions, Inter Milan, and Juve ended up scoring 2 goals in the final 3 minutes of the game.
Higuain was one of them, correct?
Yeah, he was in the 89th minute.
Higuain!
Il Pepita.
He's such a fun guy to watch. There's something about him. He's like this lard that's just like super talented at it. It's like, how? Yeah, he's so good.
He's a guy who knows how to eat donuts and score goals, man. It's incredible.
Good on him, man.
Yeah.
Takes care of that beard, too, very nicely. He really keeps that thing tight. So they came back. They won.
They ended up winning the game. And later on Sunday, Napoli had to go play Fiorentina in Florence, and they ended up getting a red card. Napoli did. And actually, it was Koulibaly, who was the guy who scored the winning goal against Juventus the week before.
Oh, in the 90th minute.
So, exactly, you went from being the biggest man in Naples to probably being the worst.
And they lost that game to
3-0. 3-0
they lost.
Ended up losing the game.
So now they're back to 4 points difference now.
Correct.
And they pretty much, I mean, because they, like I said, I was looking at Juve's schedule. They had a real tough schedule coming up. They had Roma they had to play coming up. And so it wasn't just, you know.
If Juve would have ended up losing this game, it probably would have been a different circumstance, I just feel.
And this is also coming off an excruciating loss in the Champions League. We haven't got to talk to Chance about it on the show because of the breaks that we had, but they had a chance against Real Madrid to do something that was unheard of. No one could see it coming, especially after the counterparts in Roma had done it to Barcelona the day before.
Exactly.
Came back from that, and it was so close. It was right there. I mean, I, as a fan who was, you know, wanted to see nothing but bad things happen to Real Madrid, And the person that loves Gigi Buffon, you know, wants to see that guy at least get the Champions League trophy. Lift that one.
One time.
Yeah.
Just one time.
For his career. That was heartbreaking. I'm sure for you, you were just dying.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, I said, the only way this is going to happen is if we score early right away. And I'm literally walking to work, and my dad, who still lives in Italy, is writing me on Facebook Messenger. He's like, we got one. I was like, it's 2 minutes into the game. How is this even possible?
It was crazy and, how they just came in.
Yeah, and they honestly outplayed him, and I think a big thing was Sergio Ramos being suspended for the second leg, mm-hmm. was a big
that was a big thing, threat. Yes.
I mean, and Mandzukic is just a big guy, and he just went out there and out-jumped everybody. So they were able to get two on the board right away.
I mean, they had so many chances to get a third, though.
They did.
They should have scored a third in the first half. They should have, and I think that was kind of their Achilles heel.
Yeah.
They should have been able to weigh on just a weigh goal difference right then and there.
Yeah.
That should have been easy for them.
I know. They really put the pressure on them. Yeah.
And that's the way it goes sometimes.
It is.
Costly penalty. So Real Madrid moves on, and they're in the Champions League, which is coming back this week, guys. Champions League. It's back. Who doesn't love that? I do. We got Real Madrid versus Bayern Munich. They've been walking all over Bayern Munich.
That's a championship right there, those two teams.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely.
It's going to be a good match to watch.
Those are the big boys, right? Those are the teams you want to see play each other at this time of the year.
And we had Real Madrid at Munich last week, and they won 2-1. So they got the leg up, and they're back in the Bernabeu. And I hope for Germany, because like that's a team that Bayern Munich has just been, they've got their one, mm-hmm. but they, for the past like just decade or so, have just been on like that short stick of just not quite there to ever
Well, I mean,
down.
It's been Barca and Real the past few years. And there's
all the
been
time.
A, I mean, yeah. But it's been back and forth between everyone else and those two teams. So,
and then the Wednesday game, I'm actually really excited for that one. Wednesday, you got Roma versus Liverpool.
That's a big match right there.
I don't know if you guys saw the first game. That was a phenomenal game.
It was entertainment. I mean, 7 goals between the two of them.
That's what you love.
It's nuts, end to end.
Salah!
Yeah, so, tomorrow is Real versus Bayern. Tomorrow at 11:45 a.m., and then Roma, Liverpool, Wednesday, 11:45 a.m.
There you go, guys. So I've got some good matchups for you to tune into, because it's a Champions League. That's mm-hmm. a trophy that pretty much all these guys want to lift.
It's honestly, the competition has risen to a point where like it's almost like on a level of like winning the World Cup in a sense.
I mean, there are guys that are coming on record saying they'd rather win the Champions League than the mm-hmm. World Cup.
I know. It's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, like to me as a soccer fan, I'd feel like the World Cup would be the most amazing thing. I mean, it's only once every 4 years.
I think the World Cup is much more circumstantial, though, than the Champions League. The Champions League, one, it's every year, and you can kind of finagle way into your team, into a team that gets you there. Well, the World Cup is like the country you're from, that's who you represent, and like the guys you have around you at that time.
True.
So I think that one, it makes it a little bit, that's more of a like, you know, a special holy grail, I feel, maybe kind of in its own entity. Mm-hmm. But speaking of the World Cup, cannot wait. That's coming up in like, what, two months now? Less than 2 months? June is when it starts? It
kicks off in June and goes a full month.
Like, mm-hmm. like the first, early June.
This is one of those years where we're lucky that we get soccer year-round. Because usually the summertime, you have to take a break, and it's like, I don't know what I'm going to do on Saturdays and Sundays.
I mean, there's people out here who are like, oh, we got to watch baseball now? What?
Well, like, NASCAR, I'll go to that game. Saturday and Sundays.
Yes. What was that?
NASCAR on Saturday and Sundays.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What, all you right. said, what do you want to do on Saturday and Sundays? Yeah, I give you guys this option.
I'd rather not watch NASCAR. I'm sorry. Yeah. Apologies to NASCAR and NASCAR fans out there. It's
something good to sleep to, all right?
I like watching Formula One. It's out there.
That's Formula One's excellent.
Yeah.
MotoGP.
But you don't like watching people make left turns all day long?
I mean, I'm sure doing it would be ecstatically fun. Like, it's the adrenaline rush beyond belief. But, like, just watching that for 500 laps, like,
they're making another left turn.
I mean, they're going fast, don't get me wrong. And I like speed. I do. I do love speed.
It's like you said, it's a left-hand turn for 3 hours, man. And like,
Talladega was an exciting one this year anyways. So, okay. Going back to the World Cup.
All right. Will, you got your chance in here right now. World Cup. Give me your favorite, your three countries you're looking at you think got a chance to win it the best.
Honestly, I mean, you have to take it to Germany. They're the favorites. They're defending champions, and the squad that they have is just ridiculous.
Young.
It's young and it's strong, but also very experienced.
They do. They
those
have
guys
great
have been playing
bonds
since
in there.
They were,
yeah.
you know, early 20s. You know, some like Thomas Müller is going to play. This is going to be his third World Cup, and the guy isn't even 30 yet.
That is ridiculous.
Know? So It's incredible. Brazil has to be up there because they finally gotten their talent level back to where it needs to be.
Are we feeling Neymar back for it? A-okay for the World Cup? Or
I've read different reports saying that he's going to be back and ready for World Cup, but at the same time, like, that's a broken bone in his foot. Yeah. So it's kind of dicey, you know?
Your feet are pretty important in soccer.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So, and then, who knows, like, he's a different type of soccer player anyways. He's a little bit of a diva, if you ask me, but...
I'll second that, I do. I mean, he's very flamboyant on the pitch.
A little too much, and maybe that's why some people might tackle him a little bit harder from time to time.
I mean, when he was playing in Ligue 1 against the guys, they were really letting him have it.
Like, yeah.
Every single time they could.
Yeah.
Pulling his jersey, going at his ankles, you know, anything they could.
And then you have to say, honestly, third... You could argue that France would be up there, and obviously Argentina with the power of Lionel Messi on there. But for some reason, like, Argentina just has this collection of amazing talent that just doesn't know how to play with each other.
It is weird. I feel bad for Leo Messi because he is, I mean, what he's done for the sport, what he's done as his personal career, it's fantastic, and he deserves to have a World Cup, I feel.
Yeah, I agree.
He really
like
does.
When Cristiano Ronaldo won the European Cup the other year, I was like, you know what? That's probably close enough for him. He's never going to win a World Cup, that's pretty decent.
I mean, they shouldn't have won that game.
No.
They should not have. France is a far better squad.
Yeah.
But, he got his.
He got the W. He can at least check that box, you know. He's never going to win a World Cup, and this will be his last World Cup, most likely.
So. I mean, we say that now, but the guy, what, he's 32 right now?
33. So you figure the next one will be 37.
The guy is, I mean, did you hear about Ibra?
They're
not going to take him. Sweden's not going to allow him back on. I did say a story that he's coming back and came back into international play. He said he's
not retiring anymore. He's pulling a Brett Favre.
Yes,
correct.
Thank you. I want to say unretiring. That's all right. Is that the word I'm trying to say? But either way,
he's going back into
and Sweden has not allowed him back on their team. They're not putting him on the squad for some reason.
Yeah, they said that they didn't want to bring him back on there because the continuity of the squad that they have right now. They said they made it to the World Cup without him, and they don't want to have him on there because they already got something going.
I understand, but at the same time, it's Ibra, and I'm.
He's incredible. The guy hits scissor kick goals from 40 yards out.
Yeah. And we saw what he did in the MLS.
Yeah. First game.
Just toying with them.
How are you
doing?
Yeah,
the MLS.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm just saying. Toying with them. Either way, we got there you go. You got an actual guy who knows what he's talking about football, telling you guys what's up. World Cup coming up soon. Do you think Real Madrid takes the Champions League this year?
Yeah, honestly. Okay. Yeah. I do.
Hurt to say.
It does. I think Bayern has a decent shot, but they ended up losing a couple too many players in the first leg, especially at home. So they're already down on aggregate on the away goal. So
I do want to say one thing, something I find utterly ridiculous. The whole idea of not celebrating a goal against your former squad, I think that's completely and utterly ridiculous. Like, yo, you just scored a goal, man.
Yeah.
Celebrate away.
Yeah.
Salah, when he was going crazy against Roma, was just like, oh, I'm not going to celebrate. I'm going to let my other guys celebrate around me, but I'm just going to, you know, bask my head and like.
Like, I can understand if you were, like, on loan from the team and you ended up playing each other, then... I don't know, maybe because you had certain sentiments, but...
If you really liked the team,
you in the summertime,
Plus,
if you left on good terms, I mean, it's like, hey, you know what? This first one, respects to everyone. Thank you guys for, like, being you.
Yeah.
But next time, I'm gonna rub it in your face. So it's like the first goal, let's wait till the second goal.
He got him both times. He got him for
the second one, so he's good for it, that's for sure.
But I'm just saying, I think that's just a weird, like, oh, you shouldn't celebrate against your former squad. Well, like, half the time they sold you, so that means they didn't want you anymore.
Yeah.
So here's what you get when you didn't want me. Yeah. All right. Foot and mouth, guys. Appreciate you stopping in, Will.
Thank you, guys.
Much love to you.
Much love.
And we'll have you on again, man, because, like
Definitely.
It's actually kind of important to have people that know what they're talking about on here, other than me faking
Gladly.
My way through it. So, thank you, bud. Appreciate it.
See you, guys.
Take care, man.
All righty, guys. We're going to keep it pushing right now. That's a Drew line right there. I like to use it from time to time because it's a nice little transition because it allows me to, it fills in the words I don't have. So we actually do have the guys on the phone right now.
They should be on.
What's happening?
Yes, are we there? I hear you. Can you hear us?
I can hear you. What's good, boys?
All righty.
Hey,
oh,
what's
my goodness.
Up? Good to hear you, bud.
We're getting good at this phone thing right now.
Yo, so I did want to mention here, me and John are driving, and, you know, we've been on the road for 40-plus hours now, which is just a great time, and we tune in to hear our boys on our show, and within the first 30 seconds, Derek, you're already killing us and RIPing us while we're in Fresno. I'm not dying in Fresno, bro.
Okay, all right, I'm sorry. I'm just saying, like, at least you made it to some form of civilization now. I just feel like I was seeing those snaps, and it was a whole bunch of nothing for a long time.
So where'd you guys get that 524 gas at? That's my question.
Oh, just on the other side of the border of California. That's how they like to welcome you.
Welcome to the state, baby.
The moment you cross from the Arizona border, they're like, hey, here's $6 gas. All right, let's do this. Welcome to California.
We hate you. Don't come here. That's really what California is trying to say.
Yes. Makes sense.
Turn around. It's much cheaper in other states.
I guess, like I said, this is a good time to have you all on because we want to talk a little basketball.
Hold on. Okay. I'm totally cool with that. But first, I don't feel like Troll was shamed enough. He came in here. He careened our show all over the road. He's talking about Manziel. Then he's trying to distract you guys from the actual point of him being so wrong. He's talking about Steph Curry in the draft. I don't know what's going on. That guy needs to be suspended immediately from the show. There's just no more love. Thank God for Will. Will comes in and absolutely crushes it. But Jesus, Matt. Oh,
okay. Matt, if you're still listening right there.
All
right, there you go. You heard.
You've been warned. You've been warned, apparently.
The judge has ruled right now. He's come down. He's made his sentencing. And it's not good for you, Troll. I was trying to make it known to the people that he got, like, all of them wrong, except one.
Except for one.
You tried. I appreciate the effort. I felt like you were too kind to him.
I think that was my case. Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I think you just, maybe you're not comfortable enough around him yet. But I'm going to tell you this. You did a good job, and I appreciate it. But he definitely needs to be shamed more than this on further episodes. We need to bring this up. Because he got one pick right. He came in with all these notes and had one pick right. And I don't feel like we emphasized that enough. So I just want to make sure that no matter what, before we get off the phone, I make it known and we're all on the same page.
Moving on.
Troll was terrible, okay?
All right. There we go. Matt Troll, you've been warned. Come better.
All right.
Come better, my man. You must.
Let's go, boys. What do you got?
Yes.
For
all right. So we obviously got to start. I had it on the rundown right now. Russell Westbrook cannot take the heat, so he's sent out of the kitchen. I found it rather ridiculous in my mind that he was getting mad at Jazz fans because they're coming at him with some harsh little stirs. Like, yo, man, you just lost your series to the Utah Jazz. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
But does Westbrook look like the type of dude who's going to take a bunch of guff from a bunch of Mormons in Utah? I mean, come on.
No doubt. No. He's not.
he's just a different type of breed, man. Russell Westbrook is a dude that I don't think any of one of us would want to try. And, you know,
none of them would say that to him outside of the arena.
You know,
and he was correct.
You don't want to try that guy. So, you know, you go out Westbrook. Yeah, maybe you should have shown more professionalism. But the guy played with a dent in his face. Let us not forget that. He didn't even miss any time after tearing his ACL in the playoffs. He was there game one the next season. The guy's an alien. You don't mess with that.
That's true. Like, he's probably one of the top five people I would not want to confront on the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we should do that on a show here soon. Top five athletes we would not fight.
Yes. He'd be in there. I mean, he would just, like, he's so scary when he gets angry, I feel. Like, his facial expressions alone, like, he's like, oh my gosh, he melts me with them.
It looks like he's going to go Super Saiyan on us soon.
Well, you said he's scary when he's angry, but have you ever seen him happy?
I think that's the case, too. You never do. Like, what is his happiness? Like, what is happiness to Russell Westbrook? Like, only when he's, like, everyone else around him is, you know, feeling down.
Eating cupcakes?
He was frowning when his daughter was born, you know?
either way, you got yourself Donovan Mitchell into the next round. Again, Donovan Mitchell for Rookie of the Year, y'all. I mean, come on. If that wasn't enough for y'all, that series to showcase that he's a real rookie. That's the thing. He's a real rookie.
Yeah.
And the guy did that with the Utah Jazz. That's all I keep saying. I can't think of it. With their ridiculous uniforms that they got going on. Now, obviously, your Warriors did your work. They did the job. They're on to the next round. And New Orleans. I think you said you were a little worried about them. Were you not?
Yeah, of course, because they have Anthony Davis. And without Steph playing, and we didn't know how long Steph was going to be out, so now it looks like Steph's coming back, tomorrow night?
He said for game two, I hear. Yes.
Two or three.
Okay, yeah. I think from what I read this morning that he did a full practice and then stayed and shot around after. But, you know, they're going to be fine. The Warriors are the Warriors. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I've definitely – Anthony Davis, the way he's been playing the last, you know, pretty much since Boogie Cuz went down, that made me nervous, and it still makes me nervous to a point. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens in New Orleans. But they don't have the experience that the Warriors do. So I think – I mean, we know what's going to happen, right? It's the NBA. We know it's going to be Warriors and Rockets in the Western Conference. We can all agree, right?
That's probably will be. Yeah.
Unless some freak thing happens in the next couple of days, that's what it's going to be.
I mean, yeah, of course, barring injuries, of course. But I think we're all on the same page there. So, yeah, the Warriors look solid. I definitely didn't expect them to blow them out like that. But I think we all take for granted, after these years now, Iggy and Livingston, these guys coming off the bench,
they're good.
They are on the team. The reason they're getting paid what they're getting paid is not for the regular season.
Mm-mm.
And you just, those guys, they play okay during the regular season. They have their moments. But then it's playoff time, and then you see, you know, the veterans that they are come out, and it shows. And I think that's what we saw here in this last game, game one.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, looking at it, everyone was pretty worried with what Curry was dealing with and if he's going to come back game one or game two or even game three. And I feel like after that first game, I think they would be fine, even sitting him out one more game if they really want to be cautious about it. Because even if they do come out and the Pelicans make some adjustments, I feel like the Warriors could even do it, can take care of them.
Oh, yeah, they should take care of the Pelicans. But the only concern I think Warriors fans should have, really, is you want to get Steph back on the court, but because as crazy as it sounds for a two-time MVP, there's going to be rust. He hasn't played in 5 weeks. He needs time to assimilate, you know what I'm saying? Like, they switched up their offense since he's been out. So you've seen Draymond bringing the ball up. You've seen Iggy bringing the ball up. You see different combinations of dudes bringing the ball up. So it's going to take a little bit of time. And I'm sure, look, they were just here last year, right? They just won a championship last year. So it shouldn't take them too much time, but you definitely want to give him a couple games to work himself back into the lineup and just back into the basketball speed, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So I think they got, like, a cushion to work with and, like, ease him back into it. They don't have to jump him straight in, have him do 36 minutes in a game. They can actually put him in for like 22, 25 minutes the first game and then push it back up to like in the 30s. So,
yeah, I think the Warriors getting that first game, what it means is you don't have to bring Steph back in game four in a panic. You're down, you know, 2-1 to the Pelicans playing in their house. Like that, I think them handling business in the first game gives them a little cushion to work with so that, you know, they can bring him back. They don't have to rush him back. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
But
Drew Holiday with a lockdown D, though. That's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I feel it. I can sense it. I love it. Pelicans it making some work of it right now. And we also got some nice stuff going on in the East as well. I mean, LeBron James, are we questioning him getting to the finals yet, or are we still thinking that he's still the favorite?
Well, I mean, I know you're not going – you don't believe Toronto.
I don't believe so. Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah. I don't believe in Toronto whatsoever.
You've been saying forever since I've known you that Toronto is – classic Joker. So
yes, they're like the Atlanta Falcons.
I was gonna say,
never trust them.
The Falcons, yours is never trust the Raptors. So I'm glad we've established that. But I don't know. I think Toronto could give them a run. I mean, hell, we just saw Indiana push them, and Indiana was a 4-5 seed. You know,
yes,
and
yeah.
It was basically Victor Oladipo going crazy. And other than that, you know, a couple guys, Miles Turner had one nice game there. They just didn't get much from the other guys. So, you know, the Raptors, Kyle Lowry, and DeRozan, like, it's going to be a lot more for the Cavs to handle. And you can't doubt LeBron at this point. I mean, come on.
It's hard not to, but like we've said before in the past, this is probably his worst team he's ever had. And he's having to do the most amount of work for any playoff run he's ever had to do. This is like,
what did he just average on? Like 35, 9, and 7?
Wasn't
something
he
like that?
Yeah, close. I thought he was. I thought he was closer to 40. Like he's like 40. Yeah, I mean he was ridiculous numbers right there. What he's pumping out, and I mean just the workload he's having to take on right now is ridiculous.
You know, and the reason you could say this year more than ever that you could see another team getting out of the East and LeBron not making a pass even maybe this round is you saw how tight. He even mentioned it in the post game that he was tired. He just wanted to go home. In the game, he was. You heard him say, you know, I'm not coming out of this game. I'm playing all 48. So, you know, if you're going to have that type of usage for LeBron, And that's probably what it's going to take to beat the Raptors. I don't know. You know, that could get... But then it's just hard to doubt the guy.
I mean, then you have to think, like, that means it's either going to be... Like the probably going to be the Philadelphia Sixers, and like, am I willing to say the Sixers are going to the finals right now? Not particularly.
Yeah,
that'd be fun to see, though.
The East is actually fun, though.
They are a fun team, no doubt. But like, they're just super young. That's my, I guess, you know. I mean, but hey, it's a young man's game now.
I would love to see it like happen. Philadelphia versus the Warriors, or Philadelphia versus the Rockets. I mean, that would be very nice to see. I mean, the new improved Rockets team, or a very veteran, championship laden. Warriors team. I mean, going up against Philly, that'd be nice to see.
100%. Yeah, I mean, seeing some new blood in there wouldn't be the worst thing. I think it would be good for the league. But yep. you gotta kill the king, and they haven't done that yet. Indy had a chance. They had a chance, and LeBron, mm-hmm. if he's gonna get to the finals, it's probably gonna be in, you know, every series is gonna be 6 or 7 for him. So it's gonna be rough, but we'll see. Yo, hey, can we talk about for a second? Our man, the Greek freak, the Alphabet, Antetokounmpo.
Yes. What happened? I don't know, man. That was tough.
Derek, you and I were talking at the beginning of the season how excited we were for this was supposed to be his year. You know, he was an MVP candidate the first half of the season, and man.
Just fell
if
off.
If you're an MVP candidate, you don't play like that in Game 7. I mean, come on, bro. I know he's young, but like this was supposed to be. They're playing a Boston Celtics team that has no one. I mean, Jason Tatum. Like, Jaylen Brown got injured, Marcus Smart, like, come on. Kyrie's out, Gordon's been out all year, and they just took it to him.
I'm still waiting for that series to start right now. It hasn't even started yet.
Ah, man.
No one won a road game. It was kind of lame.
That is a good point. The series still has not started.
It has not started yet, guys. It hasn't yet. okay, well, there we go. Greek Freak, I mean, he let me down. I had the Bucks going for a nice little run, I thought. And especially, like I said, no Kyrie. They had no stars on that team. Good young talent, but no stars whatsoever. And they had a legitimate star with Giannis Antetokounmpo. And, I mean, Eric Bledsoe got himself shown up by some guy he didn't even heard of before.
Yeah, that happened.
That was sad.
It looked like Eric Bledsoe forgot to play basketball in game one. Like, I'm not even joking.
At least defense, for sure.
How to play basketball.
He didn't want nothing to do with the defensive side.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how things shake out here over the next couple of weeks. But, let's just get to a Warriors-Rockets out of the West. Let's get there sooner than later.
That's what we all look waiting for right now.
Yep.
All right, man. We appreciate you having on. Drive safe out there. We'll get you back
appreciate
here next week,
it.
As sure. I'll see
John,
you sooner than that. He's got nothing. He's out. He's like, I don't want to talk anymore.
He's mad. He's disappointed. He feels like he didn't get enough love, and Troll should have been destroyed a lot more. But
hey, this comes out to Sonny Slim Mail. Matt Troll, you're terrible. You're terrible, Troll. Matt, you're awful. From Sonny himself.
Hey, guys, we'll catch up with you guys soon. Thanks, fellas.
All right, y'all. Have a good one. Drive safe. See you soon.
Yep.
All
right. So, peace.
All righty. And those are the other half of the show. Well, you know, one quarter of the show. John in the background doing his thing, driving, keeping them alive on the road. They'll be back next week for sure. Will we get the full squad back? That's the squad goals we want to have in life. But we do. Coming up very shortly right now. I know this has been like, we're like, what are y'all doing right now? You had so many special guest stars on this show. I know. What are we doing? We're crazy over here at TBP. And we got one more for you. That's right. We got one more guest. It's our LA correspondent, our one that we love so much. At least I do. She's a, you know, personal, some love to mine. My sister, the one and only Erin Isomaki. Is she on right now? Do we have her?
She's on now.
Do we have you, Erin?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes. Oh, man, I'm killing it today on the board. I am killing it today.
Hey,
Brad,
we,
you're helping me out, too.
We replacement here for
we
Giroux.
Do. We're good.
Goodbye,
Giroux. I have so many embarrassing stories about you. You should probably not pat yourself on the back.
No, how about this? We wait until Giroux gets here.
Yeah.
So next week. Let's wait till next week.
I'd rather not, you know, segue into my own embarrassing stories. I'll let Giroux do that for me. So save them for next week. That way we can talk some hockey right now because hockey is in some pretty full swing right now. Are we not? Am I correct in my thinking?
We are well into round two. I think the most any team has played, though, is two games. The Knights are playing game three today. And they're tied in their series. They won game one 7-0, but they lost their second game in double overtime. So they finally showed a little bit of weakness. But
I was going to say, they actually lost the game. That's crazy.
They did. And it was close. Double overtime. They lost in double overtime. So they still got potential.
Being a not really a big hockey fan, I do have to admit, playoff hockey, especially with their overtime rules they have, spectacular.
Unreal.
Spectacular watch right there. It really is. Sudden death is like, it's unheard of. You can't keep that tension. You can't create that tension any other way. So you got the Knights and the Ducks, correct, at 1-1?
Knights and the Sharks.
Knights and the Sharks. I'm sorry. Yeah, Ducks are out. They're out. They got eliminated. So quack, y'all. So
I think the other interesting series is the Capitals versus the Penguins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Capitals are still in it.
It's tied 1-1, game 3, tomorrow, I believe. Yep, tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. So someone was dogging Ovechkin 2 weeks ago, but, he helped them win game 2 to tie the series. And, I think, the Capitals have potential to win. So, Ovechkin can finally win his Stanley Cup, and, Sidney Crosby still's got 3 Stanley Cups, but they've got potential, the Capitals.
That's the thing that Sidney Crosby's winning in, the number of Stanley Cups he has and the number of concussions he's got. Boom. Okay, fine.
Minor
terrible
details.
Jokes about concussions. We're not doing that anymore. Got to give Ovi, as again, not a casual hockey fan, Alexander Ovechkin is a name I've known and a guy that I actually like, and like I like to see him win a Stanley Cup. However, I do know the joke, the Capitals never win. Like, they haven't.
Yeah, that's true. However, they're saying they're not really favored. They've always really struggled when they're favored to win, and they're not really favored. No one's really looking at them. No one really cares, and they're coming out of the weaker of the two, half. So, the East isn't as strong, so they have the potential to go all the way. And Ovechkin's actually never made it out of the second round. So,
oh really? He's never made it to the conference finals before? Never. Okay.
Yeah.
And they're playing the Boston Bruins or the Penguins?
Pittsburgh Penguins.
Okay.
Penguins. Yeah, Bruins are playing Tampa Bay Lightning.
That's right. Tampa Bay Lightning.
That's right.
So weird that Tampa Bay has a legitimate hockey team.
Right? You'd imagine it might be a minor league team, if anything. But yeah.
Are the Winnipeg's
is playing Nashville. Nashville's the last year's East representative.
West representative.
West. Yes. Yeah. West representative.
Okay, so Winnipeg, how are they doing over there? Are the Canadian brothers?
It's tied right now. Game 3 is going to be tomorrow. So it's a really close series for everyone right now. So.
It really is. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the crazy part too is that Nashville is home, and the Jets took game 1.
Okay.
So now they're going home to Winnipeg, and no Carrie Fisher singing the national anthem, or the Titans O line dumping beer on themselves with a
drinking
catfish.
It through a fish.
So who
yeah.
knows how they'll do?
That was
in
great.
Winnipeg.
Oh wow, I missed that story.
They had a fish gutted and everything, and they took a beer and. Basically did a beer bong through
it.
It didn't really seem like it because they weren't really pouring it through the fish. It just kind of seemed like he held the fish over his head and everyone was dumping beer on him and the fish. It wasn't the best beer bong I've ever seen.
It looked like it to me, but...
Okay, all right. They're trying to lose something right
mostly
there.
Mostly ridiculous.
Okay, all right. Well, hockey, full swing right there.
Love it.
Your favorite series right now you got going on. Which one are you most intrigued by?
100% the Golden Knights.
Okay.
I mean, they were... Listen, at 200-1 to win the Stanley Cup ahead of their inaugural season, and they might make it to the Stanley Cup, and they have potential to win. I mean, it's unheard of, completely unheard of. So it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, next week I definitely want to talk about the inaugural, how the Knights got their selections. There was a lot I wanted to talk about this time around, but we don't have enough time. How they picked their team is very interesting, and how they got basically a lot of quality players from everyone else.
Yeah, it wasn't like a little makeshift team. Well constructed.
Inaugural draft basically for the Knights changed this year and how inaugural teams will be introduced into the league. And we'll talk about that next week. So,
all right, well, there you go.
Something to look forward
to. Stuff to look forward to, guys. All right, Aaron, we appreciate the love. We appreciate this more. And keeping your eyes on hockey for us because clearly we're not really watching. At least I'm not. Brad's got some little interest in there. Yeah, no longer the Kings in there, but he'll still watch it.
But no, definitely the Knights in San Jose is going to be, that's the one I'm watching along with Nashville and see how they do.
All right.
So
there you go. Go Knights, I guess. That's what we're on right now, the Knights train.
Go Knights.
Go Knights.
All right. Go Knights. Aaron, much love. She had a nice little trip up here, actually.
Yeah.
Came up to SF for the little game, it's tough love when her boyfriend right now, Aaron, your boyfriend, I saw that, he's down for the season. Little Tommy John surgery. Yeah, Corey Seager.
Corey Seager. I'm a Giants fan, but man, I wanted to see how he did. Yeah, so next year, hey, Seager, get better. I know you're not listening, but get better. I want to see you next year.
Not a good look for the Dodgers this year right now. Don't like it. So sad. Well, at least you got one in when you got the win in when you're up here, Aaron.
Yeah, exactly. I'm good luck as it turns out. I left for the second game.
You should have stuck around.
Got to see him. Well,
yeah. All right. Well,
how much time in San Francisco?
There you go. That's what you need to know. San Francisco, good spot to go visit a game at with a terrible team there.
Right.
All right, Aaron. Love you. Appreciate the support. We'll have you on next week. Bye.
Bye.
All righty, guys. I know you guys have been sticking through. We appreciate the ears and lending us your time this past hour. here at TBP, we like to keep things professional, and that's what we get. Mm-hmm. Professional opinions from people outside of the area to diversify and truly magnify the truly spectacularness that is TBP. Before we do that, before we do end, I do have to thank one last sponsor. Haven't had time to because we've been so jam-packed with so many people on the show. That's what we do here at TBP. Now, TBP is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Payroll Plus, payroll and human resource experts for any size business. Owner Dolly Wendell and her staff can solve your payroll, workers' comp, group health insurance, employee benefits, and human resource management needs. In these changing times of employee compliance and tax laws, professional assistance is a must. To reach Dolly at Payroll Plus, call 566-0452 and set your mind at ease. That is right, y'all. Appreciate you, the Payroll Plus, for what you do here at KZFR. Brad, Statman Brad, we didn't get to your North State update. Right. Do you have a quick one right now you can do for us?
Unfortunately, let me give a quick update. There's two things I want to talk about. The girls ended their season with a spectacular series in San Francisco, swept them, almost lost their second game, but came back with a grand slam to tie it up and go into nine innings and beat San Francisco in the second game of Friday. The baseball team actually split the series with Pomona. They're right now seventh in the West region, so we'll see how they do. But one thing to look forward to next week, I really want to talk about it. It's a huge thing. It actually might put Chico State sports in jeopardy of not coming back in the future. There was a fee vote through Chico State that actually didn't go through. It was voted down by the students and given to Gail Hutchin to kind of make a decision on that. It was for athletics fees, health service fees, and student learning fees to increase it because it's been hasn't been touched in about 20 years.